A landmark childhood reading bill is signed into law. Efforts to legalize sports betting in Oklahoma have new life. And details on a new addition to help the grassland ecosystem. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Deborah Schar. The way Oklahoma elementary students learn how to read will look different over the next 2 years, thanks to a bill signed by Governor Kevin Stitt this morning. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on this year's legislative overhaul of early literacy policy.
Senate Bill 1778 is from Senate Education Chair Adam Pugh and House Speaker Kyle Hilbert. It brings back third grade retention for students who don't meet testing benchmarks unless they have a good cause exemption. Stitt signed the measure at John Rex Charter Elementary School.
With this bill signing, we are providing our commitment to our young people and their ability to succeed. And it ensures that when a student is struggling, we act quickly before that gap becomes a lifelong challenge.
The $26 million bill aims to catch low-performing students in first and second grade and give them transitional instruction. It includes a multi-tiered system of supports that targets the most deficient students with the most intensive interventions. It also includes teacher coaches to provide professional development and includes a plan for parent involvement at home. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A revised version of a bill to legalize sports betting in Oklahoma is moving forward. State lawmakers say it took years of negotiations with key stakeholders to get agreement on the proposed legislation. Officials say the Oklahoma City Thunder, a supermajority of tribes, and the state's leading public universities support the amended measure. This proposal would allow Oklahoma tribes to offer in-person sports betting at their gaming facilities, while also creating a framework for legalized mobile betting statewide. The full state Senate is expected to vote on House Bill 1047 this week. Oklahoma lawmakers advanced legislation Monday that would send a vote on two proposed ballot measures to the August primary runoff. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this follows multiple failed attempts to pass a special election on the Senate floor.
The proposed ballot measures would pave the way for changes to Medicaid expansion and judicial selection. Republican leaders say they want these questions considered in August to avoid, quote, ballot fatigue in the November general election. House Bill 4063, authored by Appropriations Committee chairs in both chambers, would order an August special election. Leadership argues there is a precedent for this maneuver, citing Oklahoma's right to work law. In 2001, a state question on it was sent to voters through one bill, and a special election was approved via a separate bill. Dell City Representative Andy Fugate was among other Democrats in arguing that this measure violates the single subject rule. This prevents individual legislation from dealing with more than one main issue.
You're now putting this chamber in a position where we have to make a decision jointly on one bill that we may have supported and the other one that we didn't.
The measure now heads to the House and Senate floors. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Choctaw Nation reintroduced three bison to its cultural center's tall grass prairie in February. Thomas Pablo reports the animals are expected to help revitalize the endangered grassland ecosystem.
Specialists working with the tribe say that prairie spans 100 acres and hosts more than 200 plant species. Ian Thompson is the senior director of Choctaw's Tribal Historic Preservation Department. He says bison are the prairie's keystone species, meaning they're essential in land management. But returning the animals to the area also presents an opportunity to address an issue rooted in tribal custom, he says, and a way to revitalize a part of Choctaw culture.
Basically, there are opportunities to envision a future that's different than today's status quo by looking at the past and looking at the knowledge that indigenous people had to manage the land and live as a part of it, and the bison certainly represent a core piece of that.
The tribe plans to obtain three more buffalo in the next year and will provide regular golf cart tours of the area. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.